This podcast is created as a part of the Podcast Lab by India Film Project in association with Anchor by Spotify. You, me, films, and the world is equal to this podcast. No, take two. You, me, and just geeking about films is equal to this podcast you're listening to. This is Around the World in 8mm. I am Prakar Patidar and I talk films.
Often when we see or hear stories of victims of domestic abuse, we wonder why do they endure the atrocities inflicted by their abuser? What makes them stay despite the violence, physical and emotional abuse, manipulation and degradation? Walking away seems like an easy and honestly the only choice, except that it is not. Then there is the argument that if not all over the world, at least in the first world countries, you have policies and measures that survivors can utilize to find their way out of an abusive environment. You have the government policies, social services, and access to all of them. Then what is stopping one? Made, a Netflix series that came out last year, shows you why this seemingly easy choice is not easy at all. We follow the story of Alex, a young mother fleeing her own home with her daughter Maddie in the quiet of the night. There's no time to settle in, even though she is not doing anything wrong, it seems like Alex is on the run. Why this pilot works so well is that it takes us into Alex's mind. It shows what she is going through, and it all seems so tough that your heart is constantly in your mouth. In Alex's life, while all has gone wrong, things are just waiting to get worse. And as the pilot progresses, they do. Out of all the pilots I have seen so far for this series, this was the one that had gotten me so invested in the protagonist that I immediately clicked on the next episode. Even though I knew I really cannot afford to watch another episode, my plate has been a bit too full lately. I did that thing where you tell yourself that, you know, alright, I'll just watch the first 10 minutes of the next episode. And that pilot does not even end on a cliffhanger or something. It is heartbreaking to see Alex slowly realize that she is not avoiding the future possibility of abuse, but has already become the victim of it without even realizing it. Her boyfriend Sean, a drunkard, throws a fit of anger, smashing a glass bowl onto the wall of their trailer. This is it for Alex. She resolutely says that she won't pick glass pieces out of Maddie's hair ever again and walks out with Maddie. When she goes to social services and is asked if her partner beats her, she is too quick to say no, too eager to dissociate herself from the abused label. Her privilege of being a white person does both. It makes her refrain from asking for help, and it also makes that help accessible for her. So she already has an idea of the kind of person who would end up in her situation or who would end up requiring this kind of help, and she does not see herself to be that kind of person. We sometimes hear her thoughts. When in the welfare office, her brain questions if she's the kind of person who'd need welfare, does she deserve it? It seems she is the empowered mother who decided to walk away. In truth, the fact that her home is abusive is what demanded her to take such drastic steps. And it is not just her. We start off with that understanding too. As she realizes how deep-rooted abuse can be, so do we. There are little things the show does to help us get in her shoes. There's a small money meter that appears every time she spends some. She has only $18 to begin with. She spends $5 on gas and the tally falls down to $13. A reminder that her mind is constantly engaged in calculating the money they can spend, the people they can reach out to, the places they can go to, the next steps. I loved Margaret Qualley as Alex. You watch her bring alive a cornered yet resolute mother striving to change her life. She manages to look so strong and frantically fragile at the same time. Alex is walking on thin ice. One wrong step and she'll fall back into the cold water she's running away from. You don't see that anxiety on her face, but you see it in her frantic movements. When all odds are stacked against her, she has not been able to find a shelter. To be eligible for a government shelter, she needs to have a job, and that is how she starts off as a maid, hence the name of the show. You constantly wonder what would you do if you were in her shoes, and oddly the character, while going through all you're only imagining going through, gives you strength. Even in the times when she finds herself alone, devoid of any company, friend, family member, and the options to make her life better, we see her expressionlessly staring into a distance, not a single tear. Apart from Alex, we meet her asshole boyfriend Sean, her selfish and possibly unstable mother, her employer Yolanda, I think I'm forgetting her name. But I have a feeling this character is going to bring out the theme of sisterhood in the story, something which is a very real part of women's lives, and it ought to be one of the themes in a story about a woman facing the impossible. Apart from sisterhood, the show also promises the themes of motherhood, struggling for basic survival, employment, homelessness, dysfunctional families, and the pilot assures you that all of that will be done with great sensitivity. The pilot builds a dark world, but not one that is devoid of hope. It's difficult, but there are government systems intact to help someone in Alex's position. So far, it all just seems difficult for Alice, and we sit heartbroken hoping she finds a way to get back on her feet. It will be a long way though. One thing is for sure, I will be binging this show, but only after I finish this popular destination stint. There are a handful more pilots that I want to cover. And thus, for the next episode, we are going to Canada to take a breather and watch something lighter. A sitcom people could not stop talking about last Emmy season.
Do check out the podcast Instagram page @aroundtheworld_8mm to find more cinema-related content. This page will also lead you to what I am up to, that is, if you're interested. Find us on Instagram and let's talk films. And hey, don't forget to treat yourself with a good film this week.